Hello there, and welcome to Arab Thoughts. Please follow and share our page to receive more content that helps support us. Thank you, and enjoy. Two, and a one, and a start.
Hello, my children.
Hello, my brothers. Coming to you from Ethiopia. Welcome.
What's up, my good people?
What's up, my bad people? You bad little doggies. Woof, woof.
Okay,
we're not trying to get over the cancel problem, so we know you can hear Waleed.
So I'm Ahmed Sadiq Ibrahim Waleed. So we knew that you couldn't hear Waleed for a while, and we figured out the issue. Hopefully this resolves it. Waleed, say hello to the people.
Yeah, so they can finally hear that Israeli voice of yours.
Oh, nah.
Okay.
Oh, nah.
Okay. Don't say anything. Don't say a word. You're going to get us canceled like that episode we had to not air.
What? I didn't say anything.
It wasn't you.
No, they were talking about me.
I know. I'm just saying. I didn't say anything.
Bro, our
episode, Ahmed said something.
I just want to say we got 24 plays, boys.
Wow. What a big number. 24
plays. For just starting out?
Yeah,
for three podcasts in. That's a pretty good idea.
Only two podcasts, actually.
So
technically, yeah.
Should we give them an update on our lives or what?
Where are they from?
We're moving to Canada.
I don't know. Imagine. Well, me, I caught the Rona. Yes, the big sick. But alhamdulillah, thanks to God, I am cool now. So.
No, he's dead.
But I'm alive, but I'm dead. You went through torture, not being able to taste. No, that was the worst part.
I couldn't taste. I couldn't smell. Bruh, it was horrible. Oh, Sonic's back. I couldn't taste. I couldn't smell. And then, like, at its worst, for me,
extreme body pain. It forced me to do one play, and I didn't even move, bro. It barely moved, and it wasted it.
Oh, did you just see that? We're playing golf right now.
I got flipping.
I have an idea for like our podcast. One day we just buy a whole bunch of food, like,
what the
record while we're eating. Not like
so a mukbang.
Not like just having conversation.
I mean,
no, just like invite little girls.
Just our conversations. You said what?
Is it just like the Impractical Jokers dinner party? If you know what it is.
Damn, I forgot about that show.
Why did you have to say that? And now they think we stole that idea. We didn't. I just had it with my brains.
Well, actually,
it's not that wildly original, though. Like
true eating while having
a conversation. We literally took a mukbang and said it in a different way.
Okay, we could do that, but no.
Mukbang, but make it a podcast.
So today, I'd like to talk to y'all about different words and different dialects.
Nah, allow it. We tied. And I won. By one.
Also, I just want to say this. It's not Shibshib or Shahapa. It's Naal.
It's Shibshib. It's Shibshib. The word for flip-flops or like sandals. Well, sandals are different, but...
It's Naal.
Flip-flop, it's Shibshib. Shibshib.
It is Naal.
It makes sense. Like, it makes the sound Shib.
Shoes to us is for little kids, boat. So it's boat, ship. Same thing.
Did you see the shot I just made? What's shoes in Arabic to you?
Shoes in Arabic for us is jazma.
I've never heard tennis shoes. Tennis shoes is kutchi. Jezma is for the suit.
No,
jezma
for us is shoes.
Hida.
Nah, get out. Why are you here?
My other Iraqi friend says Qanader.
What is all that? Like, I've never heard
it's
those in my
shoe,
life.
My guy.
My man's got nuclear weapons for shoes. Get out of here.
Oh no.
Damn. It's head up.
Now get out of here.
You're clapped. Actually. Your language is clapped. Your people are clapped.
How did you land over there? Again. But our rivers were like, they're fire. We love our rivers. Everybody loves our rivers.
Well, we were the cradle of civilization.
Did anybody care? Okay, back to words. What do you call?
Did I ask about your filthy rivers?
What do you call a blanket in Arabic, in your dialect? Batania.
What?
Haram.
What?
I call it haram.
Huh?
I call it haram.
Haram. Haram.
No.
What is haram? No. What is that?
Get this shit out of here. What? No, no, you're clapped. No, get out of here. You're done.
No, we call
it. I've never heard that.
What even is that, bro?
Come.
What's haram about it?
Come.
What's haram about it?
No, it's not haram. It's
Don't even.
I thought you said ihram, like the stuff you wear in, like, when you go to, like.
Ihram is the thing you wear to Hajj.
Yeah, in Hajj and Umrah.
No. Oh, we call it the shasha.
Ooh, that shasha is beautiful.
Okay.
Wait, do you know? What you wear to Hajj and Umrah is different from cultural clothing. It's a separate thing. It's a religious thing.
Yeah.
It's the white robes. It's not a robe. It has no stitching in it.
It's a white cloth.
It's a white cloth. It can't have any stitching.
It's like what. Well, I guess yeah. What little or Americans call it dresses.
Well, right? You want some other stuff.
Dishdasha?
What in the world is that?
Okay, what do you call what's it called? A jalabiya. Like that white robe thing that most Arabs wear. What do y'all call it?
Dishdasha.
What is a dishdasha, bro?
Yeah, dishdasha.
No, you call it a thobe.
I say thobe around y'all so y'all understand it, but we call it dishdasha.
That's weird. I say jalabiya.
It's a jalabiya. Come on.
Jalabiya, yeah.
It ain't that deep.
It's what I'm wearing literally right now.
Yeah, you're wearing a jalabiya.
No. What is a dishdasha?
I'm wearing a onesie ear.
You're wearing it again, nah.
You're wearing a onesie.
Open your camera. Open your camera from.
We're slowly watching Wally turn into a furry, and I don't like it.
Nothing against furries, it's just that.
No, I'm kidding, I don't have it.
I don't know what to say. Nothing against furries, it's just that.
Man, we ain't sensitive. Forget that.
Shut up, come on. We will get Shadow Banned. Stop.
Shadow Banned?
We have a sponsor. I forgot.
Oh, yeah, shoot. Come on, guys. Clean it
you
up.
You gotta sponsor them.
So, oh, yeah, don't forget Anchor.
Anchor, the mandem.
Oh, I already have my emotional thing will play every time. I had to record
still, though.
It was clap when you recorded it. Record a new one.
Why? We have to all be together in the same place in order for me to do that.
Most podcasts, this is how you gotta do it. Most podcasts, like, have transitions into their ads. Like, they'll be talking about something and somehow connect it.
So like so I was speaking of bro, exact energy.
Bro, we don't have enough viewers for that right now. It ain't that deep.
We have a sponsorship. They don't care about our viewers. They care we sponsor them.
Actually, they do it by viewers.
Well, the point of getting sponsors.
Point is, shout out Anchor. They're really nice.
Yeah. They hooked us up.
I don't even know Anchor is.
They're coming in clutch. Big man.
What we're using to record from.
What is Anchor?
This guy.
Anchor? Only the best.
I actually don't know.
Recording platform for your podcast.
Anchor will post stuff for your podcast. It's a great app for your podcast.
What? Forget Anchor. If ExpressVPN wants to sponsor us. What's up?
Hey,
yo,
we love you.
You can't do that, bro.
Sorry, that's ExpressVPN.
I'll drop Anchor real quick.
All I'm saying is one Dogecoin is one Dogecoin. All
right. Hey, that's not even like.
No. You missed
it. Literally 7 cents.
What?
You missed out yesterday.
One COM is one COM. That's all I'm saying.
He does a lot for one Dogecoin.
What did I miss out on?
Just don't worry about it.
Tell me.
Don't worry about it. Tell me. One ZOM is one ZOM. That's what I'm saying.
What happened?
Nothing happened.
No.
The wind knocked me back into a place I shouldn't have been in the first place.
Please, hey, bro, one ZOM is one ZOM. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, we'll talk. Ibram, we'll talk about this after the podcast.
No, they need to hear too.
Okay, no. I got a question for you. So y'all know condiments, right?
Like yes.
Ketchup, yeah. Mayonnaise, this, that.
Hot sauce, yeah.
If you could only eat one for the rest of your
ketchup.
Life.
Ketchup.
Hot sauce.
Actually, honey mustard.
What? Ew. No, why would you pick honey mustard?
Number one, ketchup. Okay. There's something about me. I hate
actually, ketchup.
I do not
ketchup.
Like ketchup.
Ketchup is underrated and overrated. It makes
I put ketchup on my hot dogs and burgers. Only two lines on my burgers and one line on my things.
I'm just
and
throw
only
this
when
out
it
there.
Pairs with mustard.
No, ketchup.
I bought, y'all know Red Hot?
Yeah, the sauce makes Red Hot.
They make.
Hey, we're not sponsored by.
No, no. They make blue cold, right? They make a buffalo ranch sauce.
Blue cold.
It's
did you? Ooh, that sounds good. Buffalo ranch.
Yeah, it's amazing, bro.
Okay. I might have to buy that.
If we name companies, you have to do the opposite. Like blue cold.
Red like, Lion. That's
our phones are from Orange. Or pair.
Yep. I have an Android. I'm Motorola.
Nice. You just said the names.
You can just say their names.
We are not sponsored by Motorola either.
You can just say their names.
Hello, Tom.
Okay. Wait, let's get past this randomness.
I'm gonna say this. If you guys don't like ketchup, what do you put ketchup on? Or if you put ketchup on anything?
Y'all realize every sauce is basically ketchup and mayonnaise with some other stuff.
Okay, let me tell y'all something. Let me speak, kids. So, on my burgers, because when I used to work in a fast food joint, right? And this is what they do. And for most places where they do burgers, they put ketchup and mustard on like the bottom bun, right? So you like that.
For some reason, it boosts it.
Like you can if you want to, if you like it like that, but I don't. So I put ketchup, mustard, pickles, onions, all the other fixings, right? That's the only time I ever really eat ketchup. Or if I have a hot dog, I'll put ketchup and mustard on it.
Glizzies?
Yes, glizzies. But otherwise, I don't like ketchup. And the other sauces that I eat is like hot sauce and taco sauce. And that's pretty much it. I do put mayo on stuff. Actually, I might change my answer to mayo. That sounds kind of...
Okay. Yeah, I was just about to say, the racist condiment hits.
Good then.
Bro, why did you have to say that?
Power to the mayo. That makes all your foods racist?
Yo, power to the mayo means power to something else.
Wait, really?
Power to what?
Power to the mayo.
Then you shouldn't be saying it. Means they died.
You know what I'm
Who
saying?
Who says power to the mayo, though?
In their ads. No in the mayonnaise ads. It says power to the mayo.
That's lit.
Bro, I think I just figured out, like, the subconscious we try to do.
Well, all I'm going to say is ketchup is superior on every food you can think of.
You're saying red race is superior?
Ketchup and mayonnaise?
Actually, my mom...
I don't like ketchup. I don't like ketchup, period. Ketchup is bummy.
I thought this is always normal. I brought my cousin into this, and he now is enjoying it. But do you guys like... Or do you put ketchup onto your lasagna or pasta?
No, you're doing too much. In Arab countries or in Sudan,
only when you reheat it. Only when you reheat it.
No, you're doing too much. You're doing too much.
When it's fresh, no, you can't do it.
That means the lasagna isn't good enough. That means it's not.
I used to put ketchup on my pasta. Like after reheating it tasted amazing.
Y'all are nasty. So okay,
I brought my cousin into this, and he's all of a sudden hooked to it.
I don't care about your cousin. No.
Okay, so listen to me.
The idea of it pizza is weird. When you do it,
right? Yeah, exactly. It tastes good.
Like
when
most
you
of
try
the
it.
Arab countries, right? So in Sudan, I know that they put ketchup in their pizza sauce mix, and they put like straight. You can have ketchup as a straight, just straight ketchup as the as an option as your pizza sauce. And I've like it's just really gross because it's so sweet, and I just don't. Yeah.
No. When okay, I'm just saying, like a story with my cousin. He like when he saw I put it on, he was like, "What are you doing?" And then I said, "Just try it. Just put a little bit on." He did. He was like, "Okay, let me give me the whole ketchup bottle." It actually tastes good.
What is your favorite pasta dish, though? That's the real question.
Ooh, something creamy. I like macaroni with bechamel. Yeah. Macaroni with bechamel. Did you see that?
Personally, I've never had that. Bro,
no.
I don't like
that. That's horrible.
I've been violated. No one on the podcast sees this, but I've been violated.
What happened?
Any red?
I stood on the edge of the hole.
Oh, yeah, I saw it on the game. I got a hole in one.
Well, I can't do any tomato sauce. It has to be like orange. I can't do straight tomato sauce.
I feel that. Like I didn't like spaghetti for the longest time.
Yeah, it's like...
I like tomatoes. Bread, like, tomatoes on multiple different dishes, but I can't be eating that sauce. That sauce be tasting just different.
I cannot.
I put mozzarella on it so much.
Y'all know how feta pasta is trending?
Yeah, no. I don't think I would
eat that. I cannot eat that. Whole tomatoes? I'll be alright. I'll pass.
I don't know. No, they break down in the oven. Like that's the tomato is actually the okay part for me. It's the feta.
I don't care.
I detest feta cheese. Feta cheese, it smells bad to me. It looks bad. It's so it doesn't look bad. It's not salt. It's fungus. Like it tastes like fungus to me. It smells like a dish rag.
Yeah, cheese is all cheese is kind of fungus.
No, but it smells like a dish rag that's been sitting out for months.
Bro, let me just say, I bought blue cheese dressing.
It does not taste
good. It used to be good. Well, I'm just saying this. When I was little, it used to be good with pizza.
No,
ranch and pizza is delicious. Ranch and pizza, but Waleed, you're doing drugs if you think blue cheese and pizza.
Yeah, you're wild.
Wait. No, not sauce. Not the dipping sauce. You're talking about actual blue cheese?
No, blue cheese and the dipping sauce. That's
why would you do that? No. Okay, Hawaiian pizza sucks. I'm just gonna say that. Like pineapple pizza sucks.
Well, I like just pineapple on pizza.
If you didn't know, Hawaiian pizza is originally made from Kanto, which Kanto sold from Australia.
I don't care. It sucks. Pineapple on pizza is horrible. I don't care what anyone says. That's gonna be the title.
It adds
of this
like bitterness and the sweetness in there. It's pretty good. It's decent.
No. You can't have sweetness with all that savory. You can't do that. That's a violation of the laws.
Okay, but then again, I do put tomato on my pizza when I get the chance. Well,
okay, like what? It already has marinara, which is essentially tomato.
No, a marinara does not taste like just straight.
Getting literally violated. Oh my
when you get tomatoes on top of a pizza, they get all like they get like cooked in a certain way, and they're just super. I don't know. They just cut through the fat or something, right?
Well, Sonic just off the media.
He'll be back soon.
He's talking to.
Have y'all had that Father John's pizza, the cheeseburger one?
A cheeseburger pizza?
Yeah, by Father John, if you know what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
Okay, so they had this cheeseburger pizza, and I got it. It has pickles on it. I swear, that was so good. Next time I go, I'm getting my own small pizza, and I'm going to get tomatoes, olives.
Yeah, share it with us at the field.
Yeah, not at Papa John's. I'm not. That's too expensive for a large. Do you know who? Do you?
No. You can share a small pizza.
No. Also.
Okay. But
when I was
I would do that. I'd share the small pizza. Of course, I would.
Here he is. When I was little. Like I'd say.
Whole computer.
Okay. That's horrible. Well, okay, but when I was like I'd say, in elementary school days, my dad. Whenever it's sick, my dad used to work. My dad used to work at Pizza Hut, and on Thanksgiving, we always just go to Pizza Hut, and just make our own little pieces for everyone.
Ain't that sweet?
Yes, and the thing is,
Pizza Hut.
I mean, actually, my dad used to work at all restaurants.
Not gonna disclose the information, but wink, wink.
Okay.
Wink, wink.
Doink, doink. Loink, loink.
I saw that thing out of this game.
Wait,
what's another food?
Wait,
oh, we moved
USD...
from like.
Waleed?
Yes.
Is USDT the tether?
Yeah.
Sadiq, leave. What are you doing?
I know. I know.
USDT is Tether, and then DAI.
Worth 100, right?
What the? No, USDT is $1.
Oh, I got hyped.
Let me just do my lucky shot.
I'm not going to tell you why, because I'm going to be giving a company a shout out, and I'm not doing that. It's not a good company.
Nah.
Unless they sponsor us. It's a great company. Otherwise, no.
For now, it's a terrible company. When they sponsor us, it's amazing.
Bro, ExpressVPN, bro. Come through.
Bro, stop.
Stop linking their names. Listen. Well,
they need to hear it so they can come through.
Stop tickling their balls.
Okay.
Sadiq, this is why they're not going to come through.
I'm sorry, y'all. I know we're supposed to be a little more family friendly, but God.
No, okay.
I'd be damned if Ibram didn't stop. Sadiq didn't stop.
Let's all agree that Epic has started this.
Hey, did I say anything bad?
Yeah.
Did I have I said anything bad? Out of
yes.
Bro, you have canceled an entire episode because of one thing.
That was one time. And I was still correct. Was I wrong, though?
Yes, you were.
Yes, you were.
I was wrong.
Yes.
You personally are going to tell me I'm wrong.
You don't say that about anyone, no.
I didn't say anything about a person.
You said it about an entire...
For the viewers that are in context, we won't say the full thing to not lose our sponsorship. And
don't say it at all. No, don't say it at all.
If you have to censor part of it, just better not to say it at all.
We'll upload it if we get 1,000 plays, right?
On OnlyFans.
Hold on. What are you talking about that app for?
Because that's where we won't get censored.
On Patreon, not OnlyFans.
Not OnlyFans it is. Yo, imagine calling OnlyFans for...
Y'all don't realize that OnlyFans was used for other purposes before it's popular now.
Yeah.
He said something about a certain nation, and that's about it. That's what I'm saying. So we had to scrap the whole first episode because of this man then.
And because everyone was lazy to edit it.
We were just too lazy to edit it out, so I'm not racist. I have no hate for no one person.
Okay, no,
it's not even hate, it's just like a strong dislike and I'm
two people.
Oh, I thought you talked about something else. I was the reason why I said you were wrong is because I thought you were talking about something else.
I have hate.
So now you agree with me, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree, but but not about particular subject that we don't know about.
Yeah.
I have no idea what they're talking about.
Wrong, but you know. I feel like they know it's Arab Plus and they know the reason. People.
One, I'm not going to name. Two, Elon Musk. Because that man tweeted about Dogecoin the second I sold it.
Okay.
I don't know who shall not be named, but... I'm just hoping that's the devil, so.
Nah, he cool.
Wait, why? Hold on. How are you going to disrespect God in his own house? Like, for real?
Nah, he friends.
It's okay. Whoever befriends the devil has become one of his.
One of his?
Watch.
I don't know, bro. Darn it!
He
was violating me, bro. The golf hole, bro, I was violating.
Bro, you know what would be the biggest violation?
What?
Yeah.
If on Judgment Day, God stands in front of you and the devil stands next to him, right? And if you did bad deeds to go to hell, he forces you to choose to go there. Like, you'll, like, in your mind, like, you'll be, he'll give you, like, the choices, right?
Mm-hmm.
But your mind will force you to choose the devil. Like, imagine how...
So I heard that, like, I watched this one thing, and the philosophy in it was that the only reason the person would stay in hell is that their guilt would hold them down.
Yeah, hell's doors are always open. You just can't leave because people know their own guilt. So they.
I think...
Huh?
My mom measured my temperature again.
He got cold while getting the.
Y'all know how early my mom measured my temperature? She measured it again. It was 36.5.
Damn. You actually went out.
Now, calling my name.
Wait, so what's your guys' opinions right now? What's your guys' opinions on the vaccine so far?
Horrible.
Man, I
don't
take
know if
it.
I don't know if I'm allowed to take it.
I'm going
to
say I called it. I'm going to say I called it. That's it.
I would take it, but I don't know if I'm allowed to because, I caught it.
A nurse, one of the first ones that took it, her entire left side of her face got paralyzed. I'm out.
It's an allergic reaction.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm not doing that. Imagine if that's the one thing I'm allergic to in my entire life. And I just caught myself. Nah.
I'm still taking it, though. Just so I can go out.
You got it, bro. You got
that's
it.
That's literally.
I'm going to wait at least a couple months.
Okay, I'm going to wait at least a year. A year.
Bro, people are like, there's side effects. Bro, if the side effects isn't growing a third arm, I'm taking it. Even if it is, I'm still taking it. Because that would be kind of lit. I'm not going
to. You could. Also, it would be kind of useful, not going to lie.
A third arm? You know how much you could do with that?
But it's also the CDC.
We can barely hear you, by the way, Sonic.
Well, okay, the CDC said that the people who took the vaccine, they do not have to self-isolate if they have ever got the virus.
Why?
Because they're pretty much immune to it.
Yeah, they're immune. They don't have to self-isolate, but that doesn't mean they can't spread it.
Yeah, but it says...
spread it.
No, but I know. I actually need to read on that notification or on Yahoo Finance. It says that they don't have to self-isolate.
No. That's clap. They can still spread it.
Hmm.
I have to go and get tested again so I can go back to work. But then again, I have been wanna. Actually, I can't say that right now because what if somebody hears this? I don't want them to hear. But yeah, I have to get a test to go back to work.
Well, I heard it.
You didn't hear, so
I heard it too.
Oh nah! Like the message that I sent. Guys, I am mad, and I'm not going to talk about it on the podcast, but gosh darn, that sucks.
She liked it.
But it was a message about, bro, you left me on scene.
What? And she liked it. Oh my, that's sad. That's sad.
Who said it was a C?
That's sad.
Wait, is it?
Is it haram? Astaghfirullah. Who said it was a she?
No, not, is it,
No, don't even say no letters. Anything, bro, but this is a podcast. Kharas.
Is it half Ibram, half you?
No.
Hold on, what?
Yes, it is a half Ibram, half me.
Damn.
But it's not from. It's not where Ibram's from, you know what I mean? But it's essentially, you know what I mean?
The sky's the limit.
Don't say it.
No.
Am I right? I'm right.
One lie or not. One lie or not.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, no, it's a different verse.
Wait, is it the other one?
Let's stop talking about this. This is the podcast. What are you talking about?
Is it one of the five?
Yo, you're betraying the podcast. Come on, bro. You have to talk about this. You're betraying the podcast. Come on.
Is it one of the five?
Inshallah.
What, the five?
Damn. Yeah, okay. Like, wait, hold on.
Dirty tug.
Is it Emily? The one with the glasses, but with blonde hair and blue eyes?
Or is it that boy that the girl? Bro, y'all know that KSI slept with a transgender and he didn't know.
Okay.
Have you not seen that?
I did not.
So he came home with the allegedly the girl. He didn't know. So his parents and his brother.
You can't say allegedly that you're gonna get us canceled. Yeah, holy
they then.
Allegedly it's a female. We don't know.
They.
Check out your DMs, bro.
It. Who would question? Who would be the one to get us canceled?
I'm careful.
Over gender is clapped. There are only two genders.
That's facts. You spin.
Yeah, how did that? Please don't get us canceled.
I don't care if I get canceled over. There are only two genders. I don't want no.
I know.
I don't want no fuck after listening to our podcast, all right? There are only two genders. That's all I'm saying.
There's so much pain in this photo, bro.
We used to talk like all the time too. That was crazy, bro.
There's so much pain in this photo.
Hey guys, let's just do a good old rental.
Look at your Instagram DMs.
You guys, want to do some rental?
Yes, sir.
Sure, okay.
Y'all are gonna love our conversation. Y'all are gonna love our conversations when we play rental.
Wait, her? Bro, she's clapped. I've talked to this so many times.
Okay.
Bro, no.
My son. Actually, if the viewers,
I'm not gonna speak on her.
If the viewers, like the story, make a comment. We might talk more about this stuff.
Bro, if we get enough, if we reach 100 plays, he'll give us a story time.
A story? Yeah, I'll give you a story time. I'm not gonna give no name, of course, because you know legal shit.
You gotta keep it alleged.
Yeah, it's always alleged. So
bro,
okay,
look how she is, bro. I literally didn't follow her back, and she started like asking me why I'm not following her back.
I used
and I was like, I don't know you.
I ghosted her in like ninth grade.
Damn, oh, y'all oil niggas passed through this.
I didn't do anything. Let me just say, I didn't do anything.
I told you don't, and you didn't listen to me. You don't listen to me, and then I'm right in the end.
Guys, I cursed. I'm sorry. I am African, but I am sorry. It won't be repeated.
I ghosted her in ninth grade. I didn't do anything.
Golly,
sure.
Y'all passed through her. I didn't do anything, fam.
No. That's not what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is that y'all all dodged the bullet. And then I didn't listen.
And then you... I'm not going to put your business on there.
The funny thing... I could just shit.
We dodged the bullet and she hit you with the like to message. That's wild.
The game is created. I repeat, the game is repeated.
I was being friendly for real. But yeah, nah, we hitting the unfollows. Report, everybody go report the account right
report,
now.
Report, restrict everything.
Get that account removed. I'm toxic.
Bro, she's literally the creepiest person I've ever seen in my life.
Bro, we can get that account deleted if we all.
She used to follow Rahmat and I around in gym class, bro, and she just stares at us, bro. It's the creepiest thing. I'm telling you, it's creepy.
Wait, send me the name of this person.
No. See, they found out.
No, because
me and Rahmat had her in the same class.
No, because I think I know who you're talking about. That's why I just want to make sure.
Here, listen, if you message me with the
name, it's a mixture of Ibram and Ahmed.
It's not Ibram, because Ibram's not from there, but essentially.
It's what he claims.
Ahmed and Ibram, the game is created.
All right, cool. Here, Waleed, send me a text of who you think it is.
Oh, no. Well, I'm in the
game. You gotta report, restrict, block,
or just everything. Here. They know who it is, so just type in here. Let me join Rento, and I'll tell you yes or no. If that's the correct name,
I bet you she's listening to your podcast right now.
I never told her about it.
We didn't name anyone.
She doesn't need to know. You don't have to tell her. She will know. And she will find us.
So what? We didn't name anybody.
Bro, she will know it's her. That's how creepy she is. She will read your mind, bro. Bro, you should have seen the thing she texted Mo. She was like, hey, soccer boy.
Why did you say that name?
Oh, shoot.
You said, okay, we'll need pause. Pause the podcast.
It's too late. No, that's fine.
We have to cut that out.
Bro, no, keep it in. Nobody's got to know, bro.
We live on this.
Randomly, in eighth grade, hit me up. I forgot what she said. It was some
crazy toxic episode.
It was some cringy nickname. And she was like, you know who I am, right? I'm like,
That's a whole wee wee.
And then I asked Rahmat, and he was like, oh, she's the girl in our PE class. Not PE.
Yeah, so he knew.
Guys, listen. Khalas, we gotta stop talking about this. I told y'all like 10 minutes ago. This is bad. This is not
good. If this episode blows up, we're doing more of this.
Yes, sir. I got so many stories I could tell right now. Y'all don't even know how many stories I got for y'all. If this blows up, we'll turn around.
All legend. All legend.
all alleged. Oh, no. This, we, I,
and
someone just
when
told
we
me
say
this
the stories, before. We don't name anybody. We give them names so y'all can keep up.
Yeah, Ibram.
It's not actually.
Ibram, join the game.
Yes.
But we'll try. If y'all like it, let us know in the comments. And if he gets more views, then dang. Hey, send it to your friends. Come on.
100 plays and we'll drop a name.
No, we won't. That, no, we will not. If we get 100 plays, we will not drop a name.
No, we'll treat it like Hangman. 100 plays, drop, one letter.
One,
200 plays, one, two letters.
Huh?
One, we two, might three, make four, a segment called Exposing and then like expose people without their names.
Every 100 plays, we give a letter.
Okay, Waleed, send who you think it is in the chat well, right it, there.
Well, I'm in the game.
Yeah, in the game's chat.
Yeah, send it.
Oh, hold up. Okay.
Oh, good. I had a good first roll. I got.
Okay, no. I actually have a couple.
Hell
people.
No, you're far.
No,
I've never
met
that person in my life.
There's that. There's.
That. I don't know. Who even
I've never
that.
Met that person.
No, these are the same people that do this to us.
We do this to who?
To me and my friend group at the time.
Will he got play?
Oh,
will
shoot.
He got play?
What?
Oh, no! No, no!
Wait, is that the one that was in our archive?
Please, Ben.
No, this is the girl that keeps coming up to me. And say, like, she's the one who, oh, my
Asian,
God.
Right?
Oh, no.
I hate you,
buddy.
No, whoever caused that.
What?
Someone started the building. Someone started the bidding at
750.
I thought it was $10. I'm gonna just drop the name so Waleed. Just look.
No, don't drop the name. Don't drop the name.
No, wait, I'm not in the pod. I'm talking about
in the chat. In the chat, sure. On the podcast, don't drop.
Oh, no.
Only on the game. I'll never drop the chat here.
No, but this girl, she lives in my neighborhood, and
Waleed got play.
Waleed got game. I never knew this. I thought he was a good boy.
Bro, a girl lives in his neighborhood. He's now married to her.
Okay. she used to at least now, but this person. Keeps coming, like, her friend group comes up to my friend group and just, like, have a war, apparently. Not war, but, like, that one girl apparently keeps coming up to me and say, hey, you want to go out? I was just, like, with her friend group and all laughing and joking around, I was like, I just, no. And then just all the time,
just
falls around.
I got kicked out of the game.
Hey. Okay, next episode, if this blows up next episode, let's talk about when we recorded the video.
Yes, we gotta record school.
Money bags.
Oh, that. No, we can talk about it right now.
No. Yeah. Next episode, we'll name the episode Money Bags. No. Ibram.
And we held.
Hold on. Save it for next time, bro.
Let me just give him the outline of the story, all right?
Okay.
Allegedly, we had drug money. We had weapons. And we tied them to a tree and stabbed them. All right, allegedly, of course.
Throw knives at the face.
Allegedly on social media, and allegedly police showed up, and allegedly we were called terrorists for 5 years.
Allegedly. Yeah.
Okay.
Allegedly, after every sentence.
That statement was not actually. It was not a lie, but it was not completely the truth. It was not a lie, though.
Allegedly.
You'll know the truth next time.
If y'all like it and we blow this video up, this pod up, I will drop the story. It'll be really funny. But I'm not going to say everything in full depth because it does not get fun. I mean, it gets fun, but like we'll drop the actual parts of it on like, you know, something else, but not on here, you know.
So allegedly, there's this person that I may or may not know. And they were really good at scamming. Like,
oh, that was me.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, I know
like
somebody.
$1,000 before.
So this alleged
made
person
like $5K selling something that shouldn't be.
Wait,
sold
wait, what happened?
Kids.
What?
So this alleged person used to work at a what's her name? This
Bro, Waleed used to come into school with like $400 in his pocket.
The what opposite the? Of
Sam. Wait, what? When?
Art class, you literally came with rats in your pocket.
When?
You showed it to us.
Wall.
You had $20 bills packed up.
So they used to work at Wall.
Art class.
Art class.
Yeah, you said you got it from like doing something for like people on like Xbox, giving them games or something. I don't know
what you're a Dogecoin fan. Really?
Scammer. Waleed's a big scam. So we learned two things today. Waleed has
Play. Hold on.
He's a big baller, big scammer. And he's
and
a
he
big
promised scammer. Us that he was going to get us Mentos.
I did.
Open for a Dogecoin, bro? Really?
I know I gave it to you, Abram. I know I gave it to everyone in that trade. I gave you a whole pack. I gave you guys a whole pack.
I don't know why you were against me. You gave it to Alex and Bryce.
No, I gave it to everyone. I gave it to everyone. What?
No. You literally, I wasn't there that day, and you were like,
I'm gonna just throw this out there. This is Kuwaiti behavior. This is rich Kuwaiti behavior.
What the?
Man's just handing out $400 in art class.
No, he didn't hand it out. He just showed it to us.
But what? I give you guys permission. I give you guys permission to insult me right now. I did not recall that.
If you give me a certain amount of money, I can make it into $400 in 3 days. Allegedly.
This is not a pyramid scheme. We will be selling.
It's a big crack.
No, if that's the case, allegedly. I give you guys permission to let you guys name me whatever you want.
Wally, you did. You
came to school, and I was like, "Why are you carrying so much money?" You were like, "It's fine."
It's fine.
Oh no. Okay. No. Did I actually do it?
Yeah. I kid you not. You literally came into school with like 4 Samsungs too.
Samsung.
And you're like, Bryce, if you want one, I can give you one. I was like, give me one. And you're like, no.
What the?
You know what?
I don't know why.
I'm going to drop his name. This man, Demtarik, took like 25,000 dinar Iraqi from me. He gave me one 25,000 that was like all wrinkled up. And I gave him a new one so he could show his teacher. I haven't gotten it since.
Well,
it ain't that deep. It's just money, but it's like, still, fam. I need my clean bills back.
And you call me rich, huh?
You are rich. You're Kuwaiti. No.
25 grand? How much is that in dollars?
You're an oil man.
How much is that
25 grand Iraqi? It's like less than 25 cents.
Oh.
I swear. Hold up. 25.
And give him one Dogecoin.
Actually, no, that's $17.
Oh my gosh.
That's a lot of money.
We thought it was big money.
Man,
yo, let me go grab 100 bands. I'll be back.
Big money and shit like that. I don't handle big money.
Yeah, I was confused.
Still, I want my $17.11.
Man's is rich, but not in America.
Yo, I'd be like that.
That's the Arab thing, you know.
Man's is rich, just not in the West.
Yeah, because I swear, if I go to UAE, no income tax, it'll be the best right there.
Bro, Bahrain has the lowest income tax in any
country. It's a head tax, so no, thank you.
You know, if you want to run away from the American government, the best place to go is Bahrain.
That's lit. That's facts.
Because they can't expedite you.
That's facts. So suddenly we all just booked a trip to Bahrain.
Questions. We did nothing but kill 16 men, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Why are prints all over the bodies?
What
the? Why did the down bad dude just pop up in my head? Give me them flaps.
No, thank you.
What should we talk about?
Talk about
top.
Oh.
I
had hiccups.
Legend of Korra or Avatar?
Avatar, what are you talking about?
I actually never heard any of those except for Avatar, so I'm going to take Avatar.
Avatar The Last Airbender the only thing you should be thinking about.
You haven't heard any of them?
I only heard of Avatar and One Piece as an anime. No, I actually... the only reason why I know about One Piece is because we only had that in my car's TV thing. That, like, on long road trips when I was little. We had
in
this,
the
like,
Middle East?
Portable TV. Okay, Abram got disconnected again.
Fam, in the Middle East, cars just be having TVs inside them. And over here, it's not normal.
Yeah.
That's... The Middle East it's sad how it's depicted. I mean, it's good for us. It keeps the prices low and all that.
That's fact.
Good for us. Keeps the prices low.
Let me tell you, before we went back on vacation to Bahrain, I had to fix my watch that I just got, and it was too big. He was like, here is like $20. He was like, well, just wait until we go to Bahrain. Bro, that shit was $1. It was $5, and I bargained him down to $1.
Darn.
The best thing ever is bargaining.
You can bargain almost everything there. I could go to the Apple store in Saudi Arabia and bargain it down if I wanted to.
I could be like, not really, iPhone 12? $20, take it or leave.
Actually, that's the thing. Like, when I went to Virginia Beach, I obviously everything is a fixed price. Now I went to this one store where there's this Indian or foreign guy. I'm not going to assume his race, but
no,
it's a beautiful thing. Bargaining, beautiful thing.
Yeah, and then
we don't even have to learn it. It's in our blood. We're born with the ability to bargain. Whatever you have, yeah. I will take it from you for a lower price.
You want something? I'll get you it for a lower price. And I'm not even scamming.
I'm not even scamming you. I'm not even lying to you.
Y'all know I used to be blonde when I was a baby.
I mean,
you used to be what?
I used to be blonde.
Blind?
Blonde.
Why would I be blonde?
that's why I was so confused.
No, blonde.
Blonde. Yeah, when he was a baby, he was blind? Really? You thought that?
Technically, we were all blind at some point.
Well, I still... Well,
oh, yeah, the first, like, 2 weeks, aren't you blind?
Like, almost
people can be blind in more ways than
one. You see... You mostly see with, the smell of your mother, and that's it. You don't actually see, but, you know, that's...
When I was 2, I had a speech disorder. My parents still think I have it.
What's the speech disorder?
Basically, something wrong with your tongue. Like, can't speak properly or clearly.
Say this.
This.
Oh, okay.
Say croissant.
Croissant. Croissant. See, I'm the only one who actually speaks French here. Actually, no. Sonic speaks French too. I only speak like a business amount of French. Like, I could carry out a deal.
You
like,
said,
what
way
are you? Oh, no.
I could get by in.
What speech issue?
I could get by. If I went to the Moroccan part, like where all the Moroccans hang out, then I could probably get by.
Where all the Moroccans hang out.
Yeah, because then I have some sort of Arabic, even though the Arabic is just jambalaya soup. We love our Moroccan. Okay, but God,
question. What country has the best food?
Best food?
Ooh, that's a hard question. I have
country,
no idea for that.
Not region, country.
I don't know.
Country.
Has the best what?
Food.
Egypt.
Or like
Turkey
would
have
one.
No, I'd say Turkey.
No.
Egypt has every Arab food from any country. It has Turkish food, it has Sudanese food, it'll have Iraqi food, it'll have every Arab food. It has even English European food. It's got everything.
Iraqi food and stuff. I'm talking about.
What even is English European food? Like what? Pasta? That's it?
No, they have like their own stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Well, that doesn't count because those foods are from other countries, so it doesn't.
Bro, Iraq has barely any dishes that are from Iraq.
Exactly.
No. Stop, yes, we do.
No, you barely have any, bro. What do you mean? Name one.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. When it comes to Middle Eastern foods, it's just food like kebab, but every country does it different.
Yeah,
a little bit different.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
There's
why are we all in the same spot? Paying Waleed. We all just paid Waleed. You know that, right?
Well,
yeah.
And now about to pay Salik.
Yes, sir. Croissant.
And make sure you guys don't get that spot, Russia.
Yeah. Bro, there's this candy, or not candy, dessert in Iraq. It's called Minasima.
That sounds like mini sim, and sim means poison, so I don't think I should be eating that.
No, it's min al sima.
Yeah. Min al sim, yeah, from the poison.
I'm out.
I can't eat that.
I'll pass.
It's not from poison.
No wonder
you're a poison eater.
It's from the sky.
From the poison.
No, min al sima is from the sky.
Y'all just hanging on.
Minasima is poison.
Minasima, that's the sky, but what is this? Why couldn't I just buy it? Oh.
Because. Why did
you
fold?
You chose to auction it.
I wasn't trying to fold. Why did I just fold?
Because you could fold.
Well, you'd raise it up as much as you can.
I'm trying to raise it, but it won't let me.
Why did I just fold, bro?
Because you clicked fold.
Shut up.
No. You clicked it, so you kind of
Palestinians. I swear.
All right, I'm gonna tell you our story. All right.
Okay. So what you said two things already. Israelis and Palestinians. Which one?
Hold on. Let me tell you this story. All right.
What? Wait. Oh.
Walid is from a land that does not exist anymore.
Okay. Hear me out. All right. There was this wife, right?
Huh?
The sink. All right. So there's this wife. The sink was broken.
Oh.
So she told her husband the sink is broken. He said, "I'm not a plumber." Next day, the toilet is broken. He said again, "I'm not a plumber." The fridge was broken.
Sound like you're rapping to me. But all right.
So the car breaks down. He's like, "I'm not a mechanic." She needs him to build the shed back up because the door broke off. He said, "I'm not a carpenter." So the next day he comes and she's like, "So the neighbor did all the jobs around the house?" And he said, "I could either bake him a cake or sleep with him." And he said, "Oh, so what cake did you bake him?" And she said, "I'm not a baker."
Oh,
okay.
Down bad. Down horrendous.
She did him dirty. No one see, so it's a family friendly joke because only people that get it will get it.
She literally slept with him, like just in the
okay.
Now you said it, now it's not family friendly. Before it was,
she slept with him, they slept in the same bed.
That's still not
family friendly,
they
right?
They took a nap together. That's how they get the manic. Like, why?
He took a nap.
Huh?
Dogecoin to $9?
Okay, no. We're not
in Shanghai.
Dogecoin to 10 cents. Let's start here.
I'll go to, a million.
I'll go to $20. Buy Algo, please. Thank you.
Oh, no, also, TRX. TRX is at
everybody buy APXT, please.
If it reaches a dollar or $10 or whatever.
Please buy APX.
How much will you have?
APXT puts, please.
APXT calls, please.
You know what you're doing right now is illegal.
Yeah, not financial advice. No. There you go. Now it's legal.
We're giving financial advice.
No, hold on. I said we're not giving out financial advice.
We're not. Chill out.
We are.
We can actually catch, like, regardless of who watches. If one person is like, "Oh, they're doing this," and loses money, we'll actually get hit.
Okay, this is not financial advice. This is for...
For entertainment
purposes only. No.
I will edit this part. I will edit this out if I have to.
Our podcasts are unedited.
I know, but golly, this episode has been so horrendously down bad.
I'm gonna edit this out.
This has been the most down bad episode I've ever had. Like, it's either gonna boost our channel a lot, or we're gonna
get canceled. That first story about half you and half Ibram. That's gonna boost us a lot.
Half me, half you. That's gonna.
What the? When? What was this about?
Oh no! It was today. Remember the story? Don't even worry about it. You're listening.
Don't worry about it.
How is that even half you, half me? It wasn't right.
Yeah, it wasn't right. But that's what Ibram Sadiq says. Sadiq says half me, half you. But I'm like, that's not even where they're from. So.
Where is he from, by the way?
I can't say it. I'm going to type it in the chat because if I said it, it would just,
type it in Google Meet.
Google Meet, or can I just type it in the thing? Please give me $100.
Google Meet. Gosh darn.
Here, I'll type it here. I'm from this place.
Gosh darn it.
I know.
Yes, sir.
You'll be posted to come.
Mother.
Okay.
You see what I sent?
Mother is.
Oh.
Wait, for real?
Yeah. Not me. I'm full.
So she got the clap genes from both countries.
Please do not okay. say which countries. I will kill you. Sonic from completely war.
Yo, his gas is massive. And I can say that without being mean because she's a very rude person.
Hey, come on, guys. This is Bulgaria. Let me have
it. Dirty. It'd be absolutely horrendous.
Let me have it. Come on. It's Bulgaria.
No.
Let me have it. Please.
No. No.
Why?
I want you to be broke.
I am broke.
I mean, you're not.
You really think I'm going to bid 300 on Bulgaria with the flip?
I'm not doing that.
Oh, you know they don't know what we're talking about, so you're thinking that we're actually buying countries for 300.
We are.
We're trading land right now. We all owned equity in multiple countries, so right now we put our land on this one little game format. So yeah, we are extremely wealthy.
You wait, what card was it? What card was it?
I don't know, bro.
I'm the czar of Russia. I'm the czar of Russia. All right, I'll just tell him that.
Yeah, that'd be funny. I am. I technically am my lord in Ireland. I'm an Irish lord. Not the lord. A lord. Golly, Ibram, give my money back.
You know what they say? Vatican up way.
What does that even mean?
I don't even know. But I'm making this deal.
Darn, that's horrible of you.
You know what they say,
bruh? COVID
the wrong the day.
You know what they say? At least I'm not gay.
The big cancel.
The big cancel. Yes,
come here. Is this episode even aired?
We're not homophobic at all.
We're not editing this out.
Is this even it rhymed.
I'm not gay because I'm not happy. Okay.
Is this even airable?
No, you're just making it worse.
Wait, what?
Oh god, now depressed people are gonna hate us.
What? I am depressed.
No, you're not.
Yo, have you seen my account today? I'm depressed as fudge.
Ibram, I'll give you Turkey for Finland.
No.
Ibram, I'll feel you on that.
I'll give you Turkey and what is the other one over there? Or how about I give you, what is that, next to the... I'll give you Canada for Finland.
I'll give you this Nile on your head.
I'll give you $100 plus Canada for Finland. $100 plus Canada. Or I can give you two countries, but it'll be up to
the game.
Ibram, I just gave. I was
yeah,
just
I mean, fam.
I can give you two countries, but they will be of my picking.
No.
Oh, what? You know, he doesn't have to accept
it. Let me get the African countries.
Mama said, and it will be my picking. Like, I need to do a deal with him.
Two other than Norway and Germany.
All right, I'll pick Norway and Germany.
I said other than them, but you.
Let me get the African countries.
I don't own any of them.
I'm keeping them.
You know what? I also
own Sudan.
Bro, imagine being rich enough to be like, tomorrow I want to fly to, let's say, Paris. Next day I want to fly to the Bahamas. Next day
Hey, why would you go from France to, France to the Bahamas? Why are you
Bahamas? I got sick of the cold, bro. Calm down.
I want to go to fashion.
Oh, because it's much closer.
I want to go to every destination of Fashion Week.
And because of that, I
hate fashion.
Bro, the only thing I'm worried about, imagine if you just crash and you're like a billionaire.
You're special
and the plane just takes you out and you can't enjoy your money.
Wait, and what takes you out?
The plane just crashes.
Oh.
You're a billion. You can't enjoy your $1 billion. You're done. That's clapped.
I mean, technically with anything if you could die from, but...
No, but that's like...
Look at your phone, boy.
You have less of a chance of dying in an airplane crash than a car crash. Ibram, you know that, right?
Look at your phone, boy. Ibram, look at your phone.
You have more
boy.
Of a chance of being killed by a cow than by a shark.
Yes, come on, Ibram. Yes, hold on.
You have more of a chance. You just insulted so many Indian people.
That's all I can give you, bro.
How?
They worship cows. They worship cows, isn't it?
They do not worship cows. It is a big I don't know what to say. Yes, they worship
cows. No, they have a god that's a cow. What do you mean? They do worship
cows. Oh, no, get out of here. I didn't even say nothing. Fuck that cow.
Guys, I don't think we should post this episode. Like, it's going to get
could make us viral. Like,
We're posting it.
Either viral or canceled. That's all we have.
We don't have anything to lose. We're posting it.
What I have to lose, we all have to lose is getting into college. What are you talking about?
Well, you're
making 20 mil off
the actual names. Allegedly.
You know?
Actually, these are just say I'm being genuine right now. These are not actually our actual names. These are just names we use as covers. So
I mean, yeah, but it's like still. All
right.
Because we can't be putting our actual names on the internet. You know that.
My name is James Tweed.
Definitely.
My name is Elon Musk. Go all in APXT.
Please stop.
He just impersonated someone and gave financial advice.
Oh,
that is a crime.
Did it? APXT is
why? Why? Like, why it's me?
Is a method of financing. God damn it.
I'm still out of debt.
So Sweden and Norway to me.
No, I refuse. Ahmed. Yes.
Let me get it.
No, I've survived. I'm alive. It's okay. Golly!
Yeah, you definitely are.
Okay. If you spray me, I'm going to beat you up. I hate you. See, you have that. You're going to take so much of my money twice, and you won't even give me one piece of land.
Hey, bro. People usurp power. What do you expect?
Hey, yo, the Lord delivered at the Vatican. The Lord
delivered. I hate you so much.
The Lord had delivered. I am the richest man.
Are you sure?
I am the rich man. That thing lean to the... You know what I mean?
Oh, you lucky piece of shit. Bro, he's gonna get the only land he wants. No! Oh, wait.
This... Yo, Wally...
On the other hand, with the other one, I'm doing quite well, if you know what I'm trying to say, Father.
Wait, huh? Time. What did you just say to me?
Did you say what?
Oh, you can say Ecotel. Oh no, plus 500. Oh, you got saved.
No,
God.
I just want to say I have the least amount of land.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting. Like, you're making money? No.
His name is racist. I have the least amount of land.
Well, it's because you're Iraqi. Okay. All your land got bombed. All your land got bombed, so you don't have any. Am I lying, though? Am I lying?
Shut up.
Look me straight in the eyes and tell me I'm lying.
You are.
Y'all have not looked at what I sent.
To where?
Oh, dang. This man's spending racks on it. Look at him. Land on my thing. I dare you.
I think I'll pass.
No?
I kind of want to land on Russia right now.
Ibram, I'm giving you your last chance.
I'm not taking it. You know this, too.
Look what I'm offering you, though.
So, hypothetically,
you know what I want.
What do you, I can't give you those. Like, what are you thinking? Like, what do? Who do you?
Yeah. How long have we been recording?
No. I'm giving you all the land that I have.
I'm pretty sure this is enough for the episode.
Well, you know what? You're not giving us. Your land
is it an hour?
I don't like you. I don't like you.
Yes.
Is it an hour yet?
We started like at around.
Well, like yeah, it's been over an hour, y'all.
Yeah, that's about an hour.
So yeah, they don't deserve to be listening to our voice.
Okay,
they do deserve it, but
everything that was said in this episode is for entertainment purposes only.
No, like, genuinely.
On a serious On a serious note, everything that we say in this and every other episode is for entertainment purposes only.
No,
to be taken seriously.
No,
and we are not financial advisors.
Dogecoin to the moon. Buy APXT puts.
Buy APXT calls.
Dang it, it made me skip. I was about to do something.
So long story short, the summary of this podcast, get it to 100 plays, and Ahmed will tell us story time. And we'll talk, all of us, of our experiences with this.
Get it to 100 plays and Ahmed will make an OnlyFans.
get it to 1,000 and done. I will. 1,000 and I will.
1,000? Get it to 50 and I will.
Don't lull it there.
Get it to 2 plays and I got you.
That shows a lot about your character.
Hey, bro, ain't no game in my shit.
We'll make an entire group only to get this to 1,000.
I don't think we're even allowed to.
Shut up.
Oh.
They don't know our real ages, so.
Underage OnlyFans.
Hold on. No.
Oh, you can't say that. No.
Can you?
I mean, possibly.
It's not the reason OnlyFans is popular. That's
well,
not
there
what
is talking. There is an underage.
Look.
Oh shit!
No, hold on. What's going on?
Thank you, I appreciate
you just,
it, my
you just gave up. You just gave up. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I had $65. Oh. Wait. No. Give my land back. Give it back. When it's your turn, I need that back.
What did you even have, bro?
I had France. I had I had. Oh my god.
Why did you give up?
It's okay. I'll just. I don't even know what to do anymore.
I don't even remember what land I had.
It's cool. I'm just big down bad. I'm just gonna land on somebody's head. Team tragic.
Alright, what were you talking about?
Alright,
get this to 100 plays. Ahmed will give a story time, and we'll all give our experiences with this alleged person.
Even though Waleed probably doesn't have any experience with this alleged person.
Well, I have other experiences.
Waleed, we have learned a lot about Waleed today, so.
Bro.
Character of Waleed.
Waleed and I?
As a character.
I don't know if you remember this, Waleed, but remember in art? The teacher? When we were doing a Chinese impression?
Chinese.
And she walked
up to me,
and she was like,
"Please have tell me."
And she was like, "How do you know that that's how they sound like?" And then Alex, the person that told me to do it, is the one that sided with her.
He's the Asian kid.
Oh my god.
Well, I ended up looking racist.
Wait, ain't that the kid in our...
Yeah, in our group. Yup.
I told y'all I don't like that kid. And I say to his face, Alex...
He's actually cool now. He's cool now.
Now he is. I think he was jealous for something specific.
No, all I'm going to say, I have a story time about that class. I'm pretty sure, I don't know if Ibram remembers it. But,
yeah,
but it involves terrorism. Up,
more likely. Oh, ooh, ooh.
Oh,
spicy.
I know.
Yep.
It involves who?
Yeah. Y'all get us to 100. We'll keep it. We'll keep this episode up, and we'll continue to do more like them. Otherwise, and if you don't like it, just let us know. We'll go back to our old kind of concept. But that old concept of ours, it's not old. We're still going to use it from time to time, but we're going to
have episodes like this where we just talk off topic about...
Yeah, like, we use most... All of our conversations are unscripted, but we usually have, like, a little frame to base our conversations out of.
Share this podcast with your mom and we'll make an OnlyFans.
Okay.
I don't think that's right. Share with your friends. Share with your friends.
So,
and tell me the Arab thoughts with the four amigos.
He did a whole video on Hylian, you piece of shit.
I give you an extra 100.
Don't give him ad revenue for this. I'm not. Don't. Don't even.
End the episode.
So, like, what do you want?
Night, kids.
I want.
Actually, here, I'll give you Monopoly for Monopoly.
That's right.
I want them to have a good night. Here's your good night kisses, kids. Enjoy.
Yo, what if it's a 5-year-old kid?
Oh, I give you 100 as well. Gosh dang it!
I don't think 5-year-olds should be listening to this. I think it's PG.
Yo, we allow everyone here, man.
I mean, yeah.
No, we don't.
I have a doll left.
Over, right?
It's not.
It isn't. He has to stop recording. Waleed.
Yes.
For the love of God, stop recording.
Stop recording. I was about to say something wild.